Boom. Hey, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about cash flow. Right, Stelly?
That is correct.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You know, cash was one of our favorite topics, but I think so far on the podcast, we've mostly covered it from the how to make more money side of things, how to generate more cash. But you know, yep. a very smart friend of mine and a very good entrepreneur once said, a dollar saved is a dollar made. So today we want to talk about the other side of things, which is like cutting costs, saving money, managing the cash flow from both sides, not just from how much money you generate, but also how much money is leaving your company. I thought that would be fascinating, and we could probably drop some knowledge bombs here on people. So yeah, let's jump right in. What can startups do? What should startups do to improve their cash flow, to cut costs, to save money?
I mean, first you got to know where you're spending money, right?
That seems like a
right?
Good,
like,
seems like a good place
so
to start.
I would say that I know it sounds ridiculous, but a lot of startups don't know where they're spending money. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like, we can break this up into like two super simple things, which is, you know, where are you spending money? And then when you spend money, what's your process of determining whether you should spend said money or not? Because that's it. It sounds stupid, but you're spending money. Can you save any of it? Can you spend less money? Are there alternatives that are cheaper to that expenditure? Right? And then the more important one, to not get yourself in the position to even have to evaluate this all the time, is to make sure that when you decide to spend money, you have a process of evaluating if that's the best way to spend the money or not.
That right there, I just want to, everybody who's listening, I want you to stop the podcast for a second and ask yourself, what is my process for spending money? And I'd be surprised if people know exactly. I would assume that the vast majority would have to think through a few times they've made purchasing decisions or spending decisions and then write down reactively what that could look like if they would call it a process. But my assumption is that most people and most startups, they just don't have a process or they're totally unaware of how they make those decisions.
Yeah, like in all my businesses, somebody owns a spreadsheet and the spreadsheet has all the expenditures and it's being checked very regularly. And that's an easy way to manage. And every time there's like a cost added to it, somebody is adding it to the spreadsheet. So that's one like very brute force way where, you know, even if you don't have a finance person or somebody like that, you know, usually that somebody should be a co-founder, somebody who's very responsible for it, or somebody who the co-founder manages directly and is able to do a check-in regularly. Or, you know, as you get larger, somebody in finance that a co-founder or CEO, you know, if you're in that situation, is able to basically talk to regularly. Because the thing is, like, it won't get managed. It really will not get managed, your expenses, your money, if you don't watch it. And when cash flow, we're just talking about management of money. We're talking about something very basic you learned when you had a piggy bank.
So I love the idea of the spreadsheet and of just even creating that level of transparency. It sounds so simple, but again, I've never seen a startup do this. Like I've talked to so many founders, but I think that most of these companies, they just, you know, there's a number of people in the company that can make purchasing decisions or have a credit card or whatever. And they just, if it's a massive purchase, they might, you know, consult others. But if it's kind of a quote unquote smaller, whatever that definition is, if for that specific startup, if it's a small expense, just people just decide, yes, let's purchase this piece of software. Yes, let's just purchase this or that. And this brings me to an interesting point. So putting everything in a spreadsheet and creating that level of transparency and also creating the simple process of if you want to add an expense to this company, you have to submit it in the spreadsheet, right? So that it's transparent for everybody to see, question, ask. And that alone, I think, can make a dramatic difference. Which brings up, you know, another point, which is the big expense and small expenses, right? I don't know about you, but in my experience, you know, different people tend to react differently to certain type of expenses. You know, some people care about all expenses and manage the cash flow really, really well and have learned that from a young age. Maybe doing good piggy bank management as a young kid. But most people, as they grow up, you know, they tend to have a very subjective interpretation on what kind of spending is too much or wasteful and what isn't, right? And these opinions can vary very, very widely between different people. One thing that I've noticed early on between me and one of my co-founders was that, you know, I'm somebody that's fairly careless when it comes to small expenses. If it's less than $100, I don't tend to really research and try to find a cheaper solution. I don't tend to spend too much time. In my mind, for whatever reason, it seems like this is not an expense that's important enough for me to spend a lot of time questioning it or trying to save money on it. And my co-founder is the exact opposite. He really pays detailed attention to the tiniest of expenses. And then, but vice versa, when it comes to really big expenses, whenever we had to make a really big bet, he seemed to be very, you know, easy on making those decisions and going, you know what, let's go all in, let's buy this, you know, let's lease this massive office space and let's go for it. And I'd be super conservative. I'm getting very nervous. You know, the expenses, you know, multiple thousands of dollars, you know, I get very conservative. I get very, very careful about it. So we were always able to kind of balance each other out on that front. But I'm just wondering if you make any distinction between small and big ones, because the bigger your company becomes, the more every little line item will matter. And if you sum them all up, even if it's tiny expenses, I've learned this painfully, they can make up significant amount of money. Right. So have you noticed mistakes being done more on these big bet expenses as startups, more on the small ones, or just equally on all fronts?
Yeah, I mean, I see it both ways. I think your description was really good of, you know, mentioning that people think of money in different ways. A lot of it is just based on their upbringing. I was, you know, being funny about the joking about the piggy bank thing, but it's kind of real, right? Like everyone has gotten some kind of piggy bank, some kind of allowance, something to help manage money when they're kids somehow, maybe even it's $5 for lunch, you know, every day at elementary school or whatever it is. There's some management you're doing, you just don't know it. So to me though, like in a startup, in a business, I think the small ones and the big ones matter. Cause like you said, the small ones add up, especially as the company grows, especially as more people can buy stuff. I was going to ask you about the $100, be like, is that recurring $100, Steli? Or is that like a one-time $100, right? Because like that's an important distinction, right? Because $100 a month for a year is up $1,200, right? So, you know, and again, like I have similar situation where, you know, not similar, but like it's similar in the sense of like we have a partnership, right? And for me, you know, there's always... there's been somebody who actually is much more critical of the expenses than I am. So that's been always great for me to have, because it's very easy for me to either not care about any expense, regardless of size, or care too much about every little expense. And I'm like an on and off switch on that. And so it's nice to have someone